Truthing in Love by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 4:15-16. What is translated in the King James Version as speaking the truth is but one single word in the Greek. Aletheo, aletheo is the verb form of the Greek noun meaning truth, alethes. Thus, a literal translation of aletheo would be truthing. Among those who recognized this literal rendering were E.W. Bullinger literally, truthing it, Albert Barnes literally, truthing in love, Charles H. Welch, truthing in love. The force of the expression indicates that the believers speak, live, and act according to the truth, and all of this is to be done so in love. Theodore L. Kyler. The original Greek words which Paul employs signifies truthing it in love. It refers to conduct as well as to speech. Thus, the literal emphasis translation renders verse 15, but truthing in love, we should grow up unto him in all who is the head Christ, as does the Jonathan Mitchell, New Testament, truthing in love. While other English translations, like the KJV, struggled translating the noun for truth into a verb, following the truth, GB, holding to the truth, DT, doing the truth, DR. The idea of Ephesians 4:15 includes the idea of all of these actions, loving the truth, seeking the truth, following the truth, holding the truth, maintaining the truth, speaking the truth, living the truth, acting on the truth, doing the truth, etc. Truthing in love. Paul calls upon us to be divine expressions of the truth in love. A friend asked recently, "What would you say in a few words is your purpose in life?" The answer was quite simple. Love. After all, love is the divine investment. For Paul boldly declares, "Love is the greatest." 2 Corinthians 13:13. Going on to say that all else is worthless without it. 1 Corinthians 13:1, 3. Thus, what greater purpose than to be truthing in love toward God? Love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your intensity. Deuteronomy 6:5. God's word. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily food. Job 23:12. Family. Husbands, be loving your wives according as Christ also loves the ecclesia and gives himself up for its sake. Ephesians 5:25. That the older women encourage the young women to love their husbands and to love their children. Titus 2:4. All the saints. Love unto all the saints. Ephesians 1:15. Love Martin. For all the saints. Philemon 5. Our associates. Love your associate as yourself. Romans 13:9. All. Now may the Lord cause you to increase and superabound in love for one another and for all. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. After all, love is above all and is the bond of perfection, the tie of maturity. Colossians 3:14.